What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the new Legends of the Hidden Temple, actress and comedian, my girl, Cristela Alonso. Welcome to the show, Cristela. How are you?
What's up, Mario? How you doing?
I'm well. I'm excited to talk to you. So let's talk about the show first. You're bringing back this 90s Nick classic, Legends of the Hidden Temple, and you're rocking a really cool hat. I see that in all your social media posts. Are you even old enough to remember the original?
Yeah, come on now. Come on. You know it. You know.
Okay.
I grew up watching the show. And then once I saw Saved by the Bell came back, I'm like, I can bring this show back too.
Huh. Well, for those who may not be familiar with it, please break it down.
So basically, the show is we go into this statue's temple. His name is Olmec. And every episode, he tells you a legend of a story that's been around for hundreds of years. The treasure is hidden in his temple. Ooh. Four teams compete to see which one is shown worthy enough to run the final obstacle course, run the temple, to see if they can find the treasure and win $25,000 every episode.
So much fun. Where did you shoot the show?
Dude, first of all, now this was like false advertising, because the first version was inside a studio, all nice, air conditioned. And I said yes. And then we went outdoors into this jungle. And I was like, I'm sorry. Why are you doing that to me? Like, yeah. On purpose? Like,
I signed up for the studio version.
I was set up for the studio version. I wasn't ready to shoot outdoors in July. Like, oh, what are we doing?
That's real. So you were like really in Egypt with that weather right there, huh? No,
I mean, let me tell you, I was sweating like I had a San Marcos blanket on me.
So did you run any of these challenges yourself?
They wouldn't let me.
Really?
I think they were afraid that I would hurt myself.
Is there like an element of danger, or is it very physical?
It is physical. Honestly, like, I would love for you to run the temple, because like I would love to see how you would do it. It's like the whole temple, there's different paths. So it depends on the episode that we're doing, like the legend. Every legend goes room. But yeah, there's a lot of like physical aspects.
Oh,
to
nice.
It. There's a spider's lair where you have to climb through it. There's like a cenote where you have to find the right door to go through. It's physical, but there's also a round of the game show where you have to answer questions. So you got to be smart too.
So it's a little American Gladiator, but with some trivia.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And okay. Do people fall down a lot?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. That even makes it better.
People fall down so much that even I hosting it fell down. Like,
that's well, that's fun, Cristela. That's a fun show, and looking forward to checking it out. And I think you're going to have really good luck, because I happen to know it premieres on my birthday, Sunday, yeah. October 10th. That's a good sign. That's it. You know what that is? That's a treasure right there.
Dude, they asked me, when do you want to do it? I'm like, when's Mario Lopez's birthday?
See, it worked out. It worked out right there. And you're very busy. I also know you've got some stand-up dates coming up. But you've been performing. What have you been talking about on stage?
I've been talking about, I've been talking about how like technology is just everywhere, and how like, I think I'm at the point, Mario, where when the internet started, I thought we were going to be all like hella smart and stuff. Like, I thought the internet was going to be like, oh, it's like encyclopedias you can update all the time.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of us that, man, we need to learn. We need to learn things.
Well, I think it made a lot of people lazy, right? And it just, you don't really learn, and you just kind of go by what your homie's saying too.
For real. Like, you know what, before the internet, if you wanted to learn, you had to try.
You did. You did. Like, I remember I had encyclopedias. I actually enjoyed going back and looking up, and that, you know, that was fun.
Someone just said they had money. Like, dude, you have to have money. To have encyclopedias.
I didn't say they were brand new. You could have some old encyclopedias. And I think I had the same set since I was a kid.
All right, Richie.
Richie.
Like, dude, my mom used to always say, hey, become friends with the rich kid. They have encyclopedias. Yeah.
You got book reports. Go over there.
Yo, yeah. If you have book reports, you imagine. Oh, I remember
that. For
real.
That. People, was real, man.
People don't want. Do people want to hear about pandemic jokes? I'm just curious. Have you?
You know what? Kind of. It depends on what it is. Like, I have a joke about how I actually do a joke about how, like, I don't understand how anti-maskers. I don't understand anti-maskers that are not good looking. Like, right. We're letting you hide your face, dude. Like, hide right. your face.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you're
well,
ugly,
that's good.
Like, hide it. Like, it's a gift.
Hey, their time, time has come.
Like, for real, it's like, hey, you can pick up women with your personality. What are you doing? Like,
right, especially if you got some nice eyes.
But then
you're,
exactly.
If you're busted from the nose down, that's your
look,
time right
now,
there.
Now, somebody can be the Mario Lopez of personality. Do you understand?
Oh, was that funny, Frazier?
Yeah, it was.
Is that funny? Very important stuff. You happen to have written a great holiday movie coming up called Holiday in Santa Fe, which is premiering December 10th on Lifetime. Were you thinking of characters from your own life as you worked on the script? Because it's kind of hard when you're kind of just having coming up from scratch, right?
Yes, it is. I did. I came up with a lot of the character. Well, the characters in the movie are all based on like family, but I also had to adapt it to people I was going to be working with. So yeah, definitely. I think the story is really cool. I think that what I love about it, it's a Latino cast, it's a Latino story, but it's Christmas for everybody, right?
Exactly.
So it's like, it kind of shows you that we can celebrate similar, different, but we celebrate it. And the feeling is the same, the vibe is the same. And you know, it's like, I just love it. I mean, a holiday in Santa Fe, right? I mean, you know it, you're in it.
That's right.
What goes into writing a role for Mario Lopez?
You know what? Actually, I'll be honest with you. There is a recipe. Like, there is a recipe to writing for Mario Lopez.
Is there a recipe for seduction?
Stupid. We got comics over here. They want to open for you, Cristela.
I'm sorry. Recipe for Seduction was hella good.
Yes, I know. It was great.
Like, I'm not going to say, I'm going to be upfront. I saw Recipe for Seduction, and I think I texted him. I went to buy chicken right after.
It worked.
It worked. Writing for Mario is very interesting because Mario, like, I talk about him like I'm not seeing his face. Mario is iconic in that you know what Mario is. Mario is a good time. Mario has got the classic dimple. He's got the Lopez dimple. He's like personality plus. So you know the character has to have those kind of like dynamics too, because he's going to bring it anyway, right? So you want the character to have a good time. You want him to be likable, but you don't really have to try that hard because you know he's going to bring that. So what do you want to bring? You want to bring in jokes and little moments that kind of heighten that up, but heighten up the Lopez factor in a way that you know he can do.
See, I love me some Cristela. Have I said that?
Yes.
That's my girl. That's what I'm talking about right there. No, you did an awesome job, and I'm so happy and proud of the movie, Cristela. And I want to talk about this, too, because you get to return to the Cars universe for their upcoming TV series, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like, that's like the best gig.
I mean, I'm not going to complain. Like, okay. Like, sometimes I get a call and they're like, hey, we're going to do a Cars ride in Disneyland Paris. Do you want to voice it? Yeah. Can I get paid? Do I get paid for it? Yes, I'm going to voice it.
Exactly. That's fun. Fun right there. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. And I'm also, you know, and I'm shooting a Netflix special in the next couple months. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Because the last one I love. So, I can't wait. Where are you shooting that one at? May I ask?
LA.
Oh, good. Can I go? Totally invited myself. Where is it at? Have you decided?
I'm down to like 3-4 venues, but I'm going to try to shoot it before Thanksgiving. So
let me know.
Of course I'll let you know.
I'll go support. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot real quick. Quick questions, quick answers.
Yes.
What TV show are you watching right now that you suggest to watch?
Mindhunter.
Have you seen that Squid Game, by the way? Is that the one?
Yo, I have to start it.
I know. I got it. I've been
the moment
some
I saw the trailer, I'm like, this is my show. I think this is my show.
Yeah, right.
And then people started talking about it. I'm like, this is my show.
I know. Once I start seeing memes on it, I'm like, all right, I can't be out of the loop. I got to figure out what's going on. Okay.
Yo, there is not memes cannot exist if you don't know about it. And I don't even think they're memes if you don't know about it.
Yeah, right? I feel like just so not hip if that's that deal. I know you're a big music lover. What's the one song you know all the words to?
Eminem's Lose Yourself.
Wow, that's a lot of words.
Yo, and I nailed it every time.
You nailed it? That's a good karaoke jam for you then, if you know all those words.
Mario, look, let me just tell you.
Okay.
I'm single. If I'm trying to pick up a dude, I'm going to karaoke that song.
Okay.
What up?
That's what I'm saying.
And then at the end, I'm going to be like, you know, you can do anything you set your mind to, man.
Hey, that doesn't hype him up. He's a loser. Get him out of there. Celebrity crush growing up.
Zach Morris. It was actually Mark.
Hey. Hey, you and my wife. Wow. You like the güeritos. Okay.
Dude, I had such a crush on him. Oh my God. I had such a crush on him. Is that I never want to meet him in person.
You can I tell you something? I'll tell you later. I can't tell you right now. Do you have a secret talent?
I do.
Do you want to keep it a secret or do you want to share it with us?
I can do ventriloquism.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, dang. We're doing that next time you're in studio right here.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? It's really great to be here.
Oh, that's good. Wow. That was good. Hey, that's a good secret talent right there. Oh, damn. All right. Hey,
do people have bad secret talents?
A lot of people don't have secret talents.
That's how secret they are, dude. They don't even know.
Last question. Favorite taco?
Oh, man. Too hard of a question. We talking breakfast taco? We talking street taco? What are we talking
street
about?
Street taco, because breakfast taco, you know. Yeah, street taco.
Okay, street taco. Man, I'm going to do a basic carne asada, man, but I got to do it with the raw onions. I'm not doing cooked onions.
You're going raw.
I'm not doing raw onion.
All right.
I do like it raw.
You like it raw. Okay, nice to know. I love you. Watch Legends of the Hidden Temple Sundays on the CW. My girl Christelle Alonzo is going to be hosting it. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Bye.
I'll see you later, honey.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Bye. On with Mario Lopez.